Ketchikan Gateway Borough Planning Director Chris French gave an update to the committee. He says he spoke with staff from the Alaska Alcohol Beverage Control Board, who are drafting the regulations. He says restrictions on the number of plants allowed is still unclear. French says the regulations will probably include requirements prohibiting commercial sales, manufacturing, and testing of marijuana products a certain distance from residential zones, schools, and other public areas. He says it's uncertain what those distances might be, and if too restrictive, could prohibit pot sales in small communities. French provided zoning maps and preliminary information on where commercial marijuana facilities could occur in the Ketchikan area under current code. There are four types of commercial operations: cultivation, manufacturing, testing, and retail sales.
Marijuana cultivation facility, the closest use that we would have in the code on this would be agricultural use, which would be currently allowed in the future development zone, and of course also de facto allowed in the heavy industrial zone. And then also for marijuana product manufacturing facility, those would be in your industrial zones, light and heavy industrial. Marijuana retail stores in your commercial and also in your industrial zones. And then marijuana testing facility, which would be similar to a lab facility, would be allowed in your commercial and industrial zones.
Assemblymember Glenn Thompson asked French if local municipalities can fully ban or partially ban operations. French says, based on his discussions with ABC board members, some bans are possible.
All the businesses, whether it be cultivation facilities or retail, you could ban just one of those types of businesses. A municipality would be able to do that. And that could be done through ballot measure or it could be done by ordinance. So you could go and say, I don't want any grow operations in the city of Saxman. They could propose an ordinance to just eliminate that use and not the others. Or they don't want retail operations, and they can ban just retail operations. So you can do a partial ban on the businesses and the types of businesses that are allowed in your community, or an overall ban.
French says he reviewed regulations in place in several communities in Washington State and Colorado, and some standards are required as a condition of getting an operating permit. He says the borough zoning code already has a provision called permitted with standards.
Hey, this is permitted in this zone if you meet these standards, and these standards could be, needs to be within a building, needs to be setback from residential a certain distance. If it's a grow operation, you do things with ventilation requirements, and those kind of things can all be part of that. If we want to look at it from a zoning standpoint, probably look at it as maybe a permitted with standards type use, and then develop what standards the community wants to put in place, whether it's setbacks from certain uses, hours of operation, all these different things could be established for them, and would require that those standards be met for that use to be permitted.
During a status report on actions taken by elected bodies, Saxman Mayor Sylvia Banny says the Saxman City Council has been discussing a partial ban, but no decision has been made. Thompson says the Borough Assembly is gathering more information, and Ketchikan City Council member Bob Sievertson says that council is waiting to see what is finalized by the state. City Council member K.J. Harris, earlier in the meeting, said allowing commercial sales would generate revenue.
People that don't associate with marijuana or cannabis, if we want to use it correctly, if they don't deal with it or talk about it, they don't know there's so much money out there. There's so many people that spend $5, $10, $20, $30, $50, and we want a percentage of everything of that. So I'm just reminded there is money, I guarantee.
At the end of the meeting, Thompson announced that he submitted his name for consideration to serve on the Governor's Marijuana Advisory Board. The next ad hoc Marijuana Advisory Committee meeting is Monday, June 22nd. The committee decided to meet once a month unless the state makes more progress in developing and finalizing proposed regulations. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.